This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. About 20 minutes away from the Expressway. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Right now it's time for the Cowboys Player Show. And Eric Kendricks joining us once again here on The Fan.
What's up?
Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good.
Right on. Practice go well and everything?
Practice went well. I think we had rain 1 or 2 days ago, so this humidity, you know, still trying to get used to it.
Yeah, a couple of more weeks here before we're in the clear.
Yeah, someone just told me it wasn't humid today, though, so, you know, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was somebody from Houston where it's even worse.
It's exactly what it was.
There you go.
It's Eric Kendricks here. You know, there's been a lot of talk this week in the locker room, you know, about guys trying to be Superman or not just doing their job. What do you see as far as the reason that opposing running games have had so much success here in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I feel like obviously we were presented with different challenges these past 2 weeks. But like you said, you know, I feel like, you know, guys need to settle down, you know, do our job, understand how people are going to attack us now. And just have a physicality, have a mindset when it comes to the run.
From your experience, is there the ability to get significantly better at this while the season's already going on?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, that's the beauty about, you know, this whole situation. Obviously, this is not the situation we want to be in, but at the same time, this is the reality of it. But you know, it's the first three games, and we're heading into our fourth, and you know, it's early, but you know, we definitely, you know, have some work to do for sure.
Hypothetically, just football speaking, how difficult would it be in a fantasy world where you're trying to play linebacker and your defensive tackles aren't very good? Like, just how difficult would that be, hypothetically?
I mean, we can go through hypotheticals all day, you know, I feel like. But, you know, I feel like that's not our situation. You know, we feel like we have a lot of good guys, a lot of, you know, obviously it's a new scheme and things like that. And we're going to see some new stuff opening up the season. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like we have what we need. And it's about executing, everyone doing their job. And then when the play presents itself, you know, if I'm doing my job, it gives somebody else the opportunity to make the play on the running back or whoever it may be.
Eric, there was a lot of conversation from some of your teammates about attention to detail. I'm sure you guys had some conversations about that as well. Micah was talking about all 11 on the same page, no hero ball. Can you kind of let us inside on, when you watch on tape, what are some of the things that you're seeing that leads to people saying that need to be corrected?
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, just from, you know, I just, you know, I'll talk about myself. You know, there was a couple plays early on where it was like, you know, when we go over the film and we rule it out, you know, I'm supposed to be doing one thing, but, you know, as the motions go on and as the heat of the game goes on, you know, you're trying to make a play, you're trying to do something else that you're not supposed to be doing, and you make, you know, you take two or three steps the wrong way, thinking that, you know, you could help make a play, when in reality, you know, if I would have just stuck to my job, you know, it would have been cleaner overall. So, I mean, you know, that was just, you know, like I said, that was coming from me. So, and I've been in this defense, so it's just like, you know, calming down, you know, everybody, you know, we know the situation and everything like that. So, you know, everybody wants a certain outcome. And that's the, you know, when you have guys who are all wanting to win and all wanting to be, you know, there for their teammates, you know, you kind of have that sometimes, but everyone needs to know that, you know, it's actually by playing team football is when we're going to have the best success.
Eric, is it, you know, when you play on a Thursday night after a physical game against a physical team, you know, Sunday with the Ravens, is it harder for you mentally or is it harder for you physically to get back on that horse on Thursday?
I don't know. You know, I feel like if you're built for it like me, you know, it's just, yeah, you just get ready. You know, it is what it is. You know, I can sit here and make every excuse in the book, but that game is not going to change days. You know, yeah. My body is my responsibility. So I need to get my, you know, my work in and get it feeling right for that game day. And mentally, you know, last week is last week, and now we have an opportunity to play, you know, the Giants on Thursday night. Everybody's going to be watching, and, you know, it's a huge op.
You have a pretty stoic approach to football. Is that a common theme in your life?
I feel like there's just a I try to be a similar person, you know, coming to work every day, and I feel like that's why I've had the success I've had. Mm-hmm. Is because When times are good, when times are bad, I rely on the same kind of process. You know, I obviously post game, I give myself that day or so to process how I'm feeling. You know, maybe things are good, maybe things are bad, but either way, I'm processing how I'm feeling. And then once we turn the page, it's like, okay, what do I need to do? I need to get my acupuncture. I need to get my body work. I need to, you know, hydrate. I need to eat right. I need to do all the things to study my playbook, study my opponent. And it's like, I have to do these things on the week to week. And I can't really, you know, I can't really fade off one of the weeks or the other because, you know, they're going to be the other team's going to be taking advantage of that. And I feel like oftentimes, you know, you hear about the rookie wall and things like that. And that's the thing I can kind of compare it to. And it's like, I remember when I was a rookie and I didn't think I was going through it. And all of a sudden I had a little bit of a rib injury and I was out for a week. And then like kind of the whole rush of the season kind of hit me like, man, this is a long season. And it's like, no, you know, like that's why you have to rely on your process and you have to rely on your routine because that'll carry you through.
It's Eric Hendricks here with you on The Fan. Okay, what is the perfect weather to play a football game in? Because I think you might have it Sunday. Pretty good time of the year to be heading to New York. 71 degrees, partly cloudy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. I feel like I may be a little crazy in this sense, but I feel like anywhere between 30 to 70 degrees, clear skies, I'm okay with.
That's the Minnesota years talking right there.
Yeah, that's,
right?
And that's just because, like, sometimes when it's like 40 degrees, you know what I mean? 30 degrees. I'm a little skewed. Like I said, let's go 40 degrees, 40 to 70. That's more reasonable. But like,
yeah, above freezing.
You get that. you get that brisk air, you know, and you get that, you know. You can breathe a little bit better. You know, just the sweating, the hydration is a little bit different of a factor. You know, sometimes you got to hydrate so much, you're out in the field, and you got a belly full of liquid. You know, it doesn't feel the best, but you need to do it to hydrate.
Yeah, I mean, what is when it comes to the like, how cold can it be for you to be like, okay, I can justify wearing sleeves, or is it never cold enough for that?
I can't justify myself to do that personally. You know. It's no sleeves no matter what. However, I think that any game, like my scale is any game above 8 degrees, I'm okay with.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you more worried about your toes? See, I worked for the Packers, so 5 years of my life I stood watching games on the sidelines there. Were you more worried about your toes or your fingers when you're playing in above 8 degrees?
I think that it's just a matter of having a, you know, you got to stay warm on the sideline, obviously. Sure. That's the key. But like, if there's no wind and it's above 8,
yeah,
I feel like you could do a pretty good job of that. You know, obviously when you're on the field, the key is to stay moving and stay, you know, kind of stay bouncing around on the sideline. But like, you get the blanket, you get the, you know, the jacket, and you sit on the bench with the heat coming up to the feet. You can maintain, you know what I mean? And that's obviously my psycho skewed, you know, mindset being, you know, playing in negative 25.
I learned
you are psychotic.
Yeah, I learned you could take that cape, you could put it, you can almost make a tent out of it. You know, don't put it around your shoulders, but kind of make a tent where the air blows up into it.
Oh yeah.
You know, so you're not like if you sit on that jacket, it's not gonna get you warm. I mean, you gotta make a kind of a tent out of it, and then that way you can stay warm on those sidelines game.
Definitely.
You get the belly full of liquids going. I mean, don't you wish they have that blue tent there for like the injury tent? Don't you wish they had like a little little port-a-john over there on the sidelines for you guys from time to time?
Why the hell don't they?
That's not an option. You know, I think the thing is to get it done before you can. You know, obviously there's emergency situations, but
tell me about those.
If you gotta pee, you gotta pee on yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so
Eric was trying to get you to say that.
Are you speaking from experience here?
You're asking if I peed on myself before? Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Okay.
What about on the field, though?
On the field, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just kidding.
So when you're just kind of like making a tackle or something, you know, I mean, if you're super, super hydrated, it's not like you're doing a full, you know, restroom on yourself, but.
Gotcha.
I'll be lying if I said no.
Would you ever weaponize that against the opposition?
Never, never. You know what? I try to treat people how I want to be treated out there. You know, for the most part. Everything's all things are fair and square. You know, right. But at the same time, I'm not trying to do that.
Can you describe some of those piles, man? I know people are doing weird stuff. They're eye gouging. They're doing weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, some, you know, when that ball's loose in the pile, you know, it's fair game. It's everyone's trying to get that ball. So, you know, it's I feel like it was a little bit crazier in college because there was less less money being taken away. But, you know, that college was absolutely psycho.
Man, okay, so we had a Spitgate go down with the Saints and Eagles game. Have you ever witnessed the spituation type of thing going down?
No, I think in high school that was a thing. You know, I haven't, you know, or someone tried to poke my eyes in high school, I remember. Ooh. But I got the visor now. It's a lot harder. Like I said, you know, we can get big fines now and other sorts of things. So it's a little bit less than that.
It's Eric Kendricks with us here on The Fan. You mentioned high school football. So did you grow up just – you were always that dude on your team? You playing both ways? I mean, what was that like? Just
I wouldn't say I always grew up that dude. You know, one of the things that I did have an advantage was my brother. When my brother was, you know, going to be a senior, he was that dude. So that kind of instilled confidence in me, like I play basketball against my brother. I do this against my brother. I beat him, you know. So I was like, my brother's looked at it like this, but I feel like I'm better. So that installed confidence in me. But I feel like I was a late bloomer always. My junior year, I started kind of getting, you know, a little bit of recognition. I started getting my first offers my senior year in high school. So, you know, I was a little bit late to the party. But like I said, I was always a late bloomer going into college. You know, I was probably one of the lowest recruits in the class we had at UCLA. I got put on the red shirt list automatically, you know, didn't even get a fair shot at, you know, playing as a true freshman. And I just worked my way up the totem pole.
Yeah, you did. It's Eric Kendricks here with you on The Fan. And it looks like you were a pretty good basketball player along the way, huh?
I was pretty solid. You know, I had I played obviously for my school. And my senior year, we made it to state playoffs. But I also played for an AAU team called Organized Chaos. And I mean, we had some goons on that squad for sure.
who did you ever come up against any players that turned out to be NBA guys or have anybody like that on your team?
We played against this guy, Malcolm Smith. No, what was his name? Josh Smith. Josh Smith was at Edison High School. And I definitely played against a bunch of people. But I remember Josh Smith, it was my first game on varsity. And I went to pump fake, and like his like size 17 shoe or whatever it was, like was on, he stepped on my front foot. So I couldn't like really go anywhere because his foot was on top of my foot. So I put up this like little lazy shot, and he just swatted it to the next court over. You know, it was like a bunch of scrimmages next to each other, and he just swatted it to the next game.
That's awesome. Have you had any conversation, any talk in the locker room perhaps about the basketball players to football or football players to basketball, and which one would be easier to pull off?
Yeah, you know, I think we always talk about this, but skill wise, I think basketball is a much more skilled sport. However, I think the better athletes play football, and also, you know, you have to be kind of crazy person to play football too. You know, and it's like, yeah, you know, you get a bunch of football players playing basketball, you could put together a pretty good team, but like, I don't know who, you know, like, I think that if it was the other way, you know, take a bunch of basketball players and put them on the football field, you know, obviously there will be a couple positions kind of missing. And, you know, besides receiver and maybe D end or, you know, maybe tight end or quarterback. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, that's my biased opinion. I think that I had a friend who said that we turned a lot of basketball players, or we turned a lot of football players into basketball players.
We're just chopping it up with Eric Kendricks here on 105.3 The Fan, Cowboys linebacker. So it's obviously your first year in Dallas. You played for a long time in Minnesota. You were with the Chargers at 1-2. Last 2 weeks didn't exactly go your way. About to be 2-2 after you kicked the Giants' ass. But have you noticed a difference in just maybe the vibe around the team, the media? Is it a little more challenging? Anything at all when it comes to distractions with the Cowboys compared to other places?
You know, I feel like the pressure's there, obviously. I think that it's just, you know, the pressure is the pressure anywhere you're at. You know, I think that it's a little bit more heightened here because, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, like, for me, you know, like I said, I just rely on, you know, what I know and what I've been doing. I played on teams that, you know, have been really successful. I played on teams that, you know, have struggled a bit, you know, like last year. And you got to just really lean in on the fundamentals of things, you know, control the controllables and just fight, you know. So, you know, I'm a fighter at heart, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, that's why Cowboys fans love you already, Eric. Now, final question. Did you guys have a good laugh in the locker room or anything about the Jerry Jones video there with Jamie Foxx?
I haven't even seen it. Am I that unplugged where I just like...
You might be. Congrats, man. You're off socials, apparently.
No, I mean, I'm not off socials, but I just kind of like... I just like cars and like weird things when I'm off the field.
Go know, look it up.
Have you ever seen those videos where it's like how it's made type things? Where
yeah,
it's like,
there you go. Yeah,
those are my, that's, I don't know. I just like to see how things are built.
Well, this thing's pretty big. I'm surprised you didn't see it.
Thanks, Eric. Have
no
a
problem.
Great week.
Take it easy, guys.
We'll catch up with you next Thursday, normal time there. The Eric Kendrick Show here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Usually Thursdays at 5:20, but of course, you know, I gave the weather report. I aired that the game was Sunday. It's Thursday night right here on your home of the Cowboys. Pre-game at 4, right, Brian?
Pre-game at 4.
Right on.
Looking forward to that.